Hello, Tarot Tribers. This is your weekly forecast for April, the week of April 8th. And wow, this is an intense month. I gotta tell you, April is a very intense month. So, what do we have going on? We have the path of this week. We have the Hermit, the Seven of Wands, and the Two of Wands. Path forward is the Knight of Wands, the Moon. Outcome is the Outcome and Opportunity or the Hierophant and the Page of Wands. Wow. Okay, so this week, I mean, this whole month is pretty intense, but this week in particular, it's about really going inward here with that Hermit and finding some balance, looking for your inner wisdom. Again, we're looking at just trying to keep energy and things that are coming at you under a certain element of control with that Seven of Wands. It's like, you know, we really have to contain our vibrational energy and what we're paying attention to and what we're focusing on. This is a, you know, looks like something very important in the theme of the first few weeks of this month is learning and just staying in this place of, you know, I really need to go inward and just and get out of my daily distractions so I can focus on what I want to create in the future. How I view the Knight of Wands as the path forward after the three primary cards next to the Moon is there's a lot of confusion about what to do. It looks like we need some clarity here. It looks like we need to stop getting, you know, engaged with all this energy and creativity and stuff flying at us through the internet or whatever's distracting you and really clear through all that clutter and all the confusion that comes with the Moon, because, you know, there's so much energy coming at us right now that the Moon is indicating you have to find your clarity. It's about really finding your clarity and sifting through all the subconscious beliefs and all the intuitive things that are going on and all the energy that you're tuning in with as an empath so that you can really discern and step into this place of what are the real messages in all this chaos that I absolutely need to be in alignment with. That, you know, the Knight of Wands is about the messages that are coming through, but the Moon represents some deep confusion as well. When you look at all the wands in this spread, there's three of them indicating that there's a lot of creative energy maybe coming at you. The Hierophant says you have to sift through it, be still, and slowly move through it so you find your clarity. And the outcome, that Hierophant in the Page of Wands, again another wand, interesting, is to really know what it is that you need to grab as the guidance and what is really appropriate and what kind of, in the advice and the teachings and the learnings that you have to actually grab hold of from an inner core perspective with that Moon. So this looks like a week of clearing the clutter of your energetic mind and the imprints as an empath that are coming at you and just stepping stillfully in yourself and going, I need to shine the light on all the clutter happening inside of me and what's coming at me from the world and sift through it so that I can really see the lessons that I have to learn and step into a place of the new vision of my passion with this Page of Wands. What is my vision and my passion now? And how can I move towards it objectively without emotional resistance and stress? And moving forward in this week to find that clarity and to find the place objectively to stand so you know what it is you have to do next, what kind of actions you have to do next. This is a great week. This is intense. Like, I think this whole month is just like boom, 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 like grow, 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 people, grow, grow, grow. So there's a lot in alignment for you to take it to the next level. So enjoy, and I hope this reading helps you. Until the next time, remember, I offer readings individually, so feel free to reach out to us. My team would love to help if you need anything. And rock and roll.